KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have partly cloudy to cloudy skies, 59 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly sunny today, a high of 78. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. The news is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. Topping the news, if you felt the earth move this morning, you weren't imagining things. An earthquake has rattled a swath of the Great Plains from Iowa and Nebraska to northern Texas. Residents of Atlantic, Brayton, and also Des Moines felt the tremor. KJAN News received several phone calls this morning from residents saying their lights were swaying and they felt a rumble. The latest data from the U.S. Geological Survey, or USGS, says the quake happened at 7:02 a.m., and it was measured at 5.6 on the Richter scale and was centered about 8.5 miles northwest of Pawnee, Oklahoma. It occurred at a depth of 4 miles, or very shallow by most standards. It also tweeted that aftershocks may occur. People in Kansas City, Missouri, Fayetteville, Arkansas, Norman, Oklahoma all reported feeling the earthquake. Dallas television station WFAA tweeted that it felt the quake, too. Sean Weedy in Omaha, Nebraska said they'd never been in an earthquake before and he thought he was getting dizzy. Weedy said that he and one of his daughters heard the building start to creak and said it was surreal. All the residents reported the quake around 7:05 a.m. That was about the time that the initial wave from the center point or the epicenter of the earthquake started being felt in this listening area. In other news, the Cass County Board of Supervisors are expected to act during their meeting next Wednesday morning, September 7th, on granting permission for a Bible reading marathon to take place on the courthouse block grounds, September 19th through the 25th. The action to be taken during their meeting that begins at 8:30 a.m. is with regard to a proclamation made by Governor Terry Branstad on April 26th that encouraged all Iowans to participate in the historic 99-county marathon. The original proclamation, though, stated that was from June 30th through July 3rd. Branstad also encouraged individuals and families in Iowa to read through the Bible on a daily basis each year until the Lord comes. The American Civil Liberties Union and Freedom from Religion Foundation had raised constitutional concerns over the proclamation, arguing that the government should be neutral toward religion. The First Liberty Institute has said it will defend Branstad if he's sued over the matter. In other business, the Cass County Board of Supervisors Wednesday will act on a resolution abating the taxes on parcels of land owned by the City of Atlantic per Iowa code. A food bank in northwest Iowa received a big donation on Friday. Tyson Fresh Meats presented Food Bank of Siouxland director Linda Scheid with a $50,000 grant for a program that feeds school children from low-income families on the weekends.
We're so excited because we had already made the commitment to add 2 new schools this year, and that's a little nerve-wracking when you take on those commitments.
The Food Bank of the Siouxland is now serving 8 area schools and 1,800 children with the backpack program. Tyson is also donating a semi-truck full of meat.
This particular truckload was a truckload of chicken, and we took about 10 to 12 pallets off it right away. They have the rest of it in storage for us at the cold storage facility here in Sioux City. So when we're ready for more, we'll go pick up another 4 or 6 pallets at a time.
Tyson officials presented the donations to Scheid at the company's 50th anniversary celebration of their beef processing plant located in nearby Dakota City, Nebraska. A Facebook post about a sheriff's deputy who did high fives with a sick boy in the hospital has gone viral. Woodbury County Deputy Sheriff Kyle Cleveringa pulled over a car in Sioux City at around 3 a.m. Wednesday because a taillight and the light above the license plate weren't working. When he walked up and spoke with the driver, Mindy Mathewson told the deputy her 1-year-old son was having trouble breathing.
I peeked in the back seat. I could hear, he was audibly having some issues with breathing. My first thought was I just want to make sure it wasn't a life-threatening thing, and so I just kind of disregarded the traffic stop and just allowed her to go to St. Luke's.
Cleveringa told the woman to keep driving to the hospital, and he followed her all the way inside.
I saw she had a bunch of stuff in the vehicle, and so I just offered to help her out and carry some of the stuff in she went to the emergency room, and then, she was obviously had her hands full, trying to hold her kid, fill out paperwork, the typical stuff you do when you go to the hospital.
Mathewson went on to the Woodbury County Sheriff's Department Facebook page to thank the deputy. She explained it was Cleveringa who held the boy while she filled out the paperwork. Mathewson wrote that the deputy did some high fives with the 1-year-old while he comforted her sick child. Plus, he gave the boy a stuffed toy truck. Mathewson ended her post with a P.S. that her son is now fine and that she promised to get those lights fixed as soon as possible. The post was shared nearly 800 times in the 24 hours that it was up, but it's been liked thousands of times since. The deputy says he was just doing his job.
I got 2 pieces of advice when I started this job, and that was don't forget where you come from and remember who you serve. And, you know, she's a part of the community. And the sheriff's department here is big on community policing and community interaction. And that's one of the things that I like about working here.
Cleveringo started working at the Woodbury County Sheriff's Department 3.5 years ago. He's been a patrol deputy for the past year and wasn't even scheduled to be working Wednesday morning. He was instead filling in for a colleague who just had a baby. Two men who pleaded guilty in the 2011 robbery and fatal shooting of a Northwest Iowa man have been sent to prison. On Thursday, 26-year-old Devery Hibbler of Dumas, Arkansas, was given 35 years, and 35-year-old Robert Beaver of Sioux City was given 20 years in prison. A third man involved, 26-year-old Cortland Clark of Flowery Branch, Georgia, was scheduled to be sentenced next Wednesday. All three pleaded guilty in federal court to interference with commerce by robbery, and Clark and Hibbler also pleaded guilty for a weapons offense. Prosecutors say the men entered marijuana dealer Tony Canfield's Sioux City home in May of 2011 to steal marijuana and cash. They say the Beaver beat and held Canfield's wife while Clark and Hibbler struggled with Canfield, who was shot by Hibbler. The Nebraska Supreme Court has upheld the first-degree murder conviction of an Iowa man for killing a Northeast Nebraska woman. Raymond Gonzalez Jr. of Sioux City, Iowa, was convicted in 2014 and sentenced to life for shooting 28-year-old Bonnie Baker 16 times in her South Sioux City home on December 15, 2013. In his appeal, Gonzalez argued misconduct by the prosecutor for saying his closing statements that Gonzalez lied when he denied being involved in the killing. Gonzalez also argued the jury should have been instructed on whether he could be found guilty of the lesser offense of manslaughter. Yesterday, the state's high court said it found no misconduct by the prosecutor and that no evidence presented at trial supported a sudden quarrel manslaughter finding. Law officers across Iowa will be poking fun at themselves and helping to raise money and awareness for a charity late next week. An event called Cop on a Rooftop is being held at donut shops all over the state on Friday, September 9th, to benefit Special Olympics Iowa. Agency spokeswoman Stephanie Kocher explains the simple premise.
Law enforcement officers will help fundraise at Dunkin' Donuts stores, and they'll stand outside or even on the rooftops, as the name says, to collect donations.
This is only the second annual effort, and she says it's grown considerably from last year.
It's being held across Iowa at 18 locations this year, and you'll also be able to get a free coffee coupon at the Dunkin' Donuts stores when you donate to Special Olympics.
Last year, the Law Enforcement Torch Run worked with more than 750 law enforcement officers to raise more than $875,000 for Iowa's Special Olympians. You can learn more at www.soiowa.org. The news was brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.